WKNR presents
the Keter13.com podcast.
Welcome to the February 5th edition of the Keter13.com podcast. I'm Scott Westerman, and this week, the Dutch come to town in search of WKNR. The Yardbirds sell Chevys, Vietnam rock radio in 1969, and a tap dancing podcast pick. That's all ahead on this week's Keener Podcast.
Motor City Music.
Another great actor passes on.
Greg, what is the worst fraternity on this campus?
That would be hard to say, sir. They're each outstanding in their own way.
Cut the horseshit, son. I got their disciplinary files right here. Who dumped a whole truckload of fizzies into the swim meet? Who delivered the medical school cadavers to the alumni dinner? Every Halloween, the trees are filled with underwear. Every spring, the toilets explode.
You're talking about Delta, sir.
Of course I'm talking about Delta, you twerp! This year it's going to be different. This year we're going to grab the bull by the balls and kick those punks off campus.
What do you intend to do, sir? Delta's already on probation.
They are?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Then as of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
That's the classically trained actor John Vernon, who will forever be remembered as Dean Wormer in Animal House. Vernon died this week at the age of 72.
WKNR, Motor City Memory.
Hey. 60s music still finds its way into our collective consciousness. Like this classy Yardbirds tune, which backs the latest Chevy TV commercial.
Cars and girls are easy to come by in this day and age. Laughing, joking, drinking, smoking, till I spend my wage. When I was young, people spoke of immorality. All the things they said were wrong.
Jeff Beck, Jimmy Page, and Eric Clapton trace their roots to the Yardbirds, who peaked at number 17 in July of 1966 on Keener with Over, Under, Sideways, Down. The boys are earning residuals in 2005 thanks to the tune's appearance in a Chevy TV spot, proving again that no matter what your age, the music Keener played is still a hit. Susan Woodall joins us from the Detroit News, and the top story of the week, Art Volo announces the 2005 Detroit Radio Reunion set for September.
Well, you know, the thing is that they haven't had any way for the general public to go until this year. I guess Art said that they are going to sell tickets to it, a limited number, like 120 or something. And that's a great idea because people really, really would like to see this. I know it's mostly for the people involved, and they want to see their old friends and colleagues, but It's really a good thing to sell tickets as well, I think.
For those that don't know, the Detroit Radio Reunion is a gathering of anybody that ever worked on the air in Detroit over the last 50 years. And the last time everybody got together, it was just a wonderful gathering of all the Keener guys, the CKLW guys, the WXYZ guys, mixing with this younger generation of the people from the WDRQ era. And it was a lot of fun. And, you know, the Comcast guys should be taping this thing and playing it on their local origination channel throughout Detroit.
You know, it would be really cool, actually, if some young documentary film kids would come film it. You know, do some really artsy, not artsy, but, you know, some cool footage, not just generic stuff.
Maybe we can get the Dutch guys to come back.
Exactly. they may not be back in Holland. I don't know. I was talking to Andrew Reeve. He said, well, you're supposed to come out and see me. And so he's in California. I don't know how much money the Dutch government is putting up for this, you know?
Well, for our podcast listeners, with the Super Bowl coming up this weekend and Paul McCartney playing at the halftime, all of a sudden this whole Paul is dead thing has come back to life. And people from all over are emailing us at Keener13.com asking for Russ Gibbs' phone number, his email address. And out of the midst of all of this came this Dutch film crew that is filming a documentary on the whole Paul is Dead story. And of course, they wanted Russ's information. And the way you talk to Russ is that, you know, if you're in the trusted inner circle like you or I are, you have the privilege of his phone number.
Yeah.
And the email address that he reads. So I wrote to him and I said, hey, Russ, these guys from Holland want to do this thing. And here's their address if you want to write to him. And apparently he did, and they showed up, huh?
Yeah. Well, all you have to do, I think, with Russ especially is to tell him you're a student, and that's golden. He loves students because he really liked being a teacher. And you can tell he misses it a bit.
And as I read in the Thursday edition of the Detroit News, you were in attendance for some of that shooting.
I was, yeah. I went over, not for the whole thing, because they were in for like 3 or 4 days. He took them all over Detroit, took them to the Henry Ford Museum. In fact, they took pictures all over, and I'll send you some of the pictures, and hopefully you'll get some of them up on Keener13.com. But there's one of the guys over at the Henry Ford Museum looking at these Beatles posters. That's pretty neat. And then, yeah, when they were in Dearborn at Russ's house, I went over one day and watched them do their thing. There's like a 3-man crew, sound man, cameraman, and director. And it was very funny because Russ was being very dramatic with them. I mean, they were, Wouter, the director, was posing the questions in a dramatic way, and he was answering in a dramatic way. It was great. It's like, are you happy that you're known as the man who killed Paul McCartney and all that? But then we would try to turn it back on him, both of us. Like, he would say, why are you interested in this? And Wouter said, no, I'll answer that afterwards. I want you to talk to the camera first. But I talked to them a little bit about why, and it fascinated both of us that the Dutch government, would pay for this, that all Wouter really had to do was say, look, this is my interest. I want to do a documentary on the Paul is Dead phenomenon and how hoaxes or legends come about like this. And somebody said yes, and somebody also said, okay, and you can go to America and film it. That's just amazing to me.
You know, it's ironic that Russ will probably be remembered for this whole Paul McCartney story. Well, what I think he really would love to be remembered for is being a teacher.
One of his students called up while we were there, while the filming was going on, and he said to the guy, so there's a Dutch film crew here filming me. What do you think they're asking me about? And the guy kept asking stuff like Brandy Ballroom, and Russ would go, no. WKNR-FM, no. Teaching, no.
And I bet the kid finally got around to saying Paul is Dead.
Russ goes, yes. That's what they're asking me about.
Susan Whittall is the author of The Women of Motown, and she writes for the Detroit News. Find her online at DETNEWS.com.
WKNR-13. So fine. Oh,
words could say that, darling, I'd find a way to let you know what you meant to me. I guess it was meant to be, and I hold you in my heart as life's most precious part. Oh, darling, I dream about you off my bed, darling. I love the way you soften in my life with your love, your precious love.
The Wilson Sisters, along with Al Jardine and his boys, from the Live in Las Vegas CD. Coming up, Keener Q&A.
WKNR.
And now to our question from the Keener Q&A mailbag. Adam Thalmuller asks, what major motion picture studio was the first to produce a primetime television cartoon program? Well, Adam, perhaps this audio clip will jog your memory. Well, by now, you've probably identified that memorable theme. It's from the Bugs Bunny Show, produced by Warner Brothers. For more than 30 years, Warner Brothers and Walt Disney were the major competitors in theatrical animation. MGM got into the game later when some of the Warner talent jumped ship to work on the Tom and Jerry shorts, but it was the WB that first produced a primetime cartoon series when The Bugs Bunny Show went on the air on October 11, 1960. WXYZ-TV was the Detroit home for this ABC program, which patched together bits of Warner theatrical cartoons with new material produced by Chuck Jones and Friz Freleng. Bugs Bunny's primetime run ended in August of 1962, but he's been on the air ever since in some form or another. Thanks to Adam Thalmuller for his Keener Q&A. Send us yours by clicking the contact link at Keener13.com.
Relive radio when it was really fun.
Hey, Keener.
Right here on Keener13.com.
WKNR.
And now let's turn back the clock to April 21st, 1969, to listen to what Top 40 radio sounded like to soldiers who heard the American Forces Network in Vietnam. But first, some Michigan rock from Dick Wagner and the Frost. They were at number 21 that week in April, 36 years ago, with this one, Mystery Man.
Here comes the mystery.
na, 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 na.
It's April 21st, 1969. While the Frost are at number 21 on the WKNR Music Guide, American involvement in the Vietnam War is at its peak. It's a story that Hollywood told with Robin Williams in Good Morning Vietnam. But reality is often different than what we see on film, as you'll hear in this fascinating air check from RealRadio.com. It's the American Forces Radio Network. And if you listen closely, you'll recognize a very familiar voice.
This is the Orient Express. We'll continue with more music right after news at 2:05.
This is the American Forces Vietnam Network. From Saigon, Channel 54 AM, 99.9 FM. A strong America depends upon your support. Support through your purchase of United States savings bonds. Bonds help Uncle Sam to meet his commitments, and they provide security for your future. Bonds and Freedom Shares are a star-spangled savings plan designed to help both you and your country. See your dispersing office and find out how you can get in on the bond boom.
Time at the automatic tone, T-Row 200. Good morning, I'm Army Sergeant Wayne Cannon with 5 minutes of news compiled from commercial and military news agencies. I'm Army Sergeant Wayne Cannon, that's news compiled from commercial and military news agencies on April 19th, 1969.
Here we go, round and round, turning your frown upside down. The door. Jim Morrison and the Doors, and that's Wishful Sinful, 2:11 it is.
It seems like everything in this world nowadays is either immoral, illegal, or fattening. But if your girlfriend back home can diet down to 5 pounds, the folks won't have to pay the airmail rate to send her to you in Vietnam, since all packages under 5 pounds automatically come by air. Why send her by the more expensive airmail rate, when for 5 pounds or under, she can come by air at the regular mail rate? And, depending on how much longer your tour is in Vietnam, she'll either have to diet, crash diet, or stop eating completely.
MACV Directive 58-3 prohibits American forces from riding as passengers on two-wheeled motorized vehicles, the only exception being bikes owned and operated by American forces. Protective headgear also must be worn. This is for your own safety. If you don't follow the rules, it's your neck that's in danger. Be smart and play it safe.
Sammy Davis Jr. in the shelter of your arms. Sammy Davis Jr. with the shelter of your armpit. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an AFE in public service announcement. This is not an actual radio program. Had it been an actual radio program, we would have told you so. It's only at best. Well, it's 2:15 now with Jimmy Gilbert and his Fireball group. This is Long Green. And Long Green. This is Army Specialist Paulie Bottom sitting here in my Long Green fatigues, so my Long Green t-shirt that's a little faded and a little bit too long. You know how they are. It's 2:18. Herb Albert, the Tijuana Brass. We're there later. Zazuera. This Tijuana Brass is Zazuera. Nice. Yes. It's 2:21 now.
Boy, we got this tent up just in time. Here comes the rain.
Yeah, grab that stuff quick.
Wow, looks like we're in for quite a wet spell this time.
That's all right. Let it rain. We did a pretty good job on this tent. It seems pretty cozy in... Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Something tells me we are going to be spending a very damp evening. We got a hole the size of the Grand Canyon up there. It ripped around those grommets.
Hey, man, what's the haps?
This tent looks like a piece of Swiss cheese.
Well, that's because you didn't let it dry out the last time you used it. You know, dampness causes mildew and forms a perfect place to breed fungus, which eats canvas and stitching. The best thing to do after use is to hang the canvas out to dry and inspect for rips and wear. There you go. I put some waterproof tape on those leaks. That should hold you for the night, but make sure you turn it in for repair as soon as possible. Take it easy.
was that guy? Oh, that's Percy. Percy Marvelous. Most guys just call him PM.
Are you kidding me?
No, I wouldn't put you on it. You know I wouldn't. All right, prediction fans, how would you like to hear a prediction or two? I think this record will go up a couple of points on the stateside survey. This is number 7 this week. I'm talking about Neil Diamond's Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show. It should go up to about number 6. Of course, you realize that I'm the same guy who said that Haley Mills is going to be the greatest lady wrestler ever, and that Phyllis Diller was going to win the Miss America contest, right?
Yes.
That was Neil Diamond of Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show. Well, you loved it 1 year ago today. Maybe you still like it. The association with everything that touches you. Keep the music coming for Saturday morning until 4. This morning at 6:15, it's Say Jack with the Dawn Busters. 2:29 now, Tommy Rowe and Dizzy. That's Dizzy by Tommy Rowe and the Big VN. 2:31 now on the Orient Express. We're going to keep on until 4. Have you heard? Panorama starts at 3:05 today.
Driving a vehicle can sometimes be compared to falling off a log. You get so used to it, it becomes natural. Cruising down the road as your mind wanders to thoughts of home, your wife or girl at home. Usually a thought not actually on what you're doing at the moment. It's fine to daydream, but when you have a potentially lethal weapon under your control, you may just daydream yourself into deep trouble.
Judy Collins with Someday Soon. The Isley Brothers are back, believe it or not, with a song that is strong. 17th on the stateside survey. It's called It's Your Thing. It's 2:35. It's your thing. You can do what you want to do. Those are the Isley Brothers. That's number 17 on the stateside survey. Remember, it was actually September 1967 when Frank Sinatra sang this, The World We Knew. Frank Sinatra with a stateside souvenir, The World We Knew.
USAFI stands for the United States Armed Forces Institute, and it also stands to reason that USAFI can help you. Furthering your education while in the service is good business for the future. USAFI offers over 200 subjects on the elementary, high school, or college level. Your education officer has all the details on USAFI and its program of helping you.
Have you ever been charged by a mad bull elephant? Or have you found yourself in a lion's den lately? Most people haven't ever been in either one of those situations. However, everyone is confronted with mosquitoes each day, and they can be just as deadly. The orange and white malaria pills serve as your weapon of defense. Take yours regularly. The orange pills once a week, and the white ones daily.
Let's see, what was the first question in that commercial? Have you ever been charged by a wild bull elephant? Yes, as a matter of fact, I have. I went into a department store one time, and there was this wild bull elephant selling clothing. And as a matter of fact, he overcharged me. This is Booker T, the MG's, 242.
Nice.
Jones, the MGs, that's time is that. I always thought our clock was sober. It says 2:45 right now. Mom and Dad, you may be a little tight too. This is called Move In a Little Bit Closer, and it's her latest from the Big VN. Incidentally, that's Move In a Little Bit Closer, and it's by Mama Cass and her fat body. Oh, the Beach Boy.
Review for you, AFN's Capsule Countdown, America's Top 10.
It's your thing, do what you want to do. Just say it, and we'll stop
too. 9.
My gun.
dream of Galveston.
Mars.
25 miles from home, girl. My feet are hurting, my knees bad.
Four.
Georgia, believe it, awaiting her tomorrow. It's rocky, baby, all night long.
Three.
One little strong survive. One little strong survive.
Two.
You make me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
Number one.
Well, if you leave us at this point, that does it for today. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 6:15 for another Dawnbuster. This is Army Specialist Pat Sajak with you, and we're coming up at 8:05 with part three if you're staying around. Right now, a brand new number one song, Fifth Dimension, Aquarius, and Let the Sun Shine In.
Capsule Countdown, another exclusive presentation of the American Forces Vietnam Network. Be listening Saturday night at 8 p.m. when Panorama presents the top 30 records in America. The statewide survey on
AFPN is what's happening.
This is the American Forces Vietnam Network. From Saigon, Channel 54 AM, 99.9 FM.
AFPN.
A strong America depends upon your support. Support through your purchase of United States savings bonds. Bonds help Uncle Sam to meet his commitments, and they provide security for your future. Bonds and Freedom Shares are a star-spangled savings plan designed to help both you and your country. See your dispersing office and find out how you can get in on the bond boom.
Time at the automatic tone, 0800. Good morning. I'm Marine Corporal Rick Fredrickson with 5 minutes of news compiled from commercial and military news agencies. I'm Marine Corporal Rick Fredrickson, and that's news compiled from commercial and military news agencies on April 21st, 1969.
That's the real Good Morning Vietnam with a young Army specialist named Pat Sajak, the same Pat Sajak who would grow up to host Wheel of Fortune. And that, as Paul Harvey would say, is the rest of the story.
Podcasting.
Sandra Lowell grew up in the Los Angeles area, listening to KFWB and KMPC during the years when color radio and Gary Owens were two of the hottest items in Hollywood. Like many youngsters, Sandra took dance lessons and dreamed of an acting career. She grew up to be an actress and movie director, appearing in commercials and undertaking a directing role in an independent film production. But along the way, she was recognized for her comedy skills, and for several years she was a journalist for KABC Radio, singing and tap dancing the day's top news stories. When podcasting became popular, Sandra took her talents to the web, and her tap dancing podcast is one of the most popular features to be found at openpodcast.org. When we talked earlier this week, Sandra told us how a college class audition led to her podcasting career.
I did tap dancing, and I did some other stuff. And one time I was trying out to get into CalArts, and I decided to do, as my scene to try out, I decided to do Juliet. You know, from Juliet, Romeo and Juliet, I decided to do it as somebody who's not a good actor. And I thought it was hilarious. And then when I finished, the teacher said, "What were you trying to do?" And I said, "Well, I was trying to make it, you know, like it was a bad actor and it was supposed to be funny." And he was furious. And he said, "But I kept wanting to laugh." And he was so angry with me, and I thought, well, you can't do that to the audience. You have to let them know that it's supposed to be funny. So I decided to tap dance Juliet. And from that, I got the idea of tap dancing the news.
After your stint at KABC, did you ever think of taking the tap dancing newscast act to television?
Well, the weird thing is that at one time, I was really thinking that this was a great thing, and it was just going to go everywhere. And I used to write letters to Letterman all the time. I mean, to his casting people. And one time I was talking to the woman on the phone, and she said, "Sandra, you've been trying to get on this show for 3 years. It's never going to happen." That was the end of it.
What kind of response have you had to your podcast?
I get letters from, not a lot, you know, but I just got another one today from somebody who said he heard me on the BBC.
Why haven't you done more to promote the program?
I guess it's because I think my main thing is the movie, the tap dancing, and that's kind of just, you know, I do it when I feel like it, and I don't want to feel pressured like this is my big thing. At one time, it really was. When I was doing it on the radio, I thought, this is just the greatest thing in the world. I thought People Magazine did a big story for me. I mean, it was like a 2-page spread, and that was nice, but, you know, it wasn't like it really led to anything. And I also did, when I was in England, I did tap dance on the BBC. I tap danced the news, and it was great because we rehearsed it for 2 days with the piano. They hired a pianist for me. And then we did it live on their morning show on the BBC.
Well, it sounds like movie making is your real passion, but can't podcasting be a stepping stone?
No, well, actually, Adam wrote that to me, too, because he wrote me that he really liked it. And I said, you know, what I really want to do is get out my movie and not so much worry about the tap dancing stuff. And he said, but you can use the people who are interested in your stuff to help you with the getting the other stuff out. But I never seem to finish that movie. I mean, I actually have DVDs of it, but then I go, oh, but I want to make these tiny, tiny changes, and I can't.
What's the name of your film?
Webcammurder.com.
Sandra Lowell, aspiring film director and producer of the Tap Dancing Podcast. She hasn't been recording much lately due to computer issues, but here's a representative sample of her work. It's a year-ender she did to celebrate the highlights and lowlights of 2004.
The most tap-danceable story of the year 2004 is the aftermath to elections in the Ukraine and our own front door. When Yushchenko lost, he won a whole new election. All John Kerry got was more years of Bush and dejection. Amber Fry had to testify and make a deal to write a book. Martha Stewart picked up tips on feeding large group from her prison cook. Kobe Bryant got off when the alleged rape victim withdrew. But a civil suit would mean another ring for his wife or a few. The Tap Dancer of the Year award goes to Dan Rather, who stuck up for his news when the source proved fake. In his retirement, he'll have plenty of time to gather investigations of stories that still employed anchors break. A UN official said wealthy countries are stingy. Bush said we're not at all. We'll step up donations for the tsunami at top levels and put out a call to Americans to give what they can. Whether woman or man, or a kid with a plan, we'll all help put Indonesia together again. Stay tuned for late-breaking updates. That's the 2004 Tap Dancing Podcaster Wrap-Up. Happy New Year!
That's the Tap Dancing Podcast, produced by Los Angeles native Sandra Lowell. Find it online at openpodcast.org. And that's this week's Keener13.com podcast. Visit KeenerPodcast.com for a complete link list from this week's show and for a complete archive of every Keener podcast. Special thanks to our guests, Susan Whittall of the Detroit News and Sandra Lowell, the Tap Dancing Podcaster. Mark those calendars for Saturday, September 24th for the next Detroit Radio Reunion. And join us again next week for another edition of the Keener13.com podcast, when we'll talk with jingle historian Ken R. You can find everything Keener right now on the web at www.keener13.com. Grab the XML file off the site and plug it into your favorite podcast aggregator, and you'll never miss a show. Thanks to Jonathan Wolford at Jam Creative Productions for allowing us to use the original Pam's Keener jingles, and to Ken R. at KenR.com for preserving radio jingles for collectors around the world. We leave you with a WKMH classic. In the early 60s, the Precision spanned 9 different labels and released a dozen forgettable singles. Then along came this one. I'm Scott Westerman. Thanks for listening.
Hear me, girl. You tell me you love me, but you've been seen with somebody else. Hear me, girl. You tell me you want me, but I've been sitting here all by myself. If this is love, ooh, baby, then I'd rather be lonely.
to me.